Perek Vav Mishnah Yud Aleph, the last and final Mishnah in this Masechta Pirkei Avos. Begins the Mishnah. Kol ma shebara HaKadosh Baruch Hu bo olamoy, everything that Hashem created in his world means not only the five items that were mentioned in the last Mishnah, but everything in the entire creation. Loibora el lechvoida. He created it only for his honor, that all of creation will testify to the grandeur of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shenemar, as the pasuk says in Yeshaya, Mem Gimel, Zion, Kol Hanikr Bishmi, everything that is called in my name, ulechvoidi, and my honor, Barasiv, I created it, Yitzartiv, I formed it, Af Asisiv, I made it. V'oimer, and the pasuk says, in Shmois, Tezvav Yudches, Hashem, Yimloich La'olam, V'ed Hashem, will be king forever. And the pshat in these psukim, the Medrash Shmuel explains, that there are four worlds which are called Atzilus, Bria, Yitzira, and Asiya. The world of Atzilus are all the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and on that the pasuk states, Kol Hanikra Bishmi Ulechvaydi. Those are the names and the honor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the world of Atzilus. Berasiv, that's the second world of Bria. The third one is the world of Yitzira. That's the word Yitzartiv. Afasisiv, that's the Olam Asiya, and that refers to our world. And that is why the Mishnah concludes with Hashem Yimloich Li'olam Voed, because the first three worlds, Atzilus, Bria, Yitzira, we can understand that they were all made L'chvod Hashem. But our world, the Olam Asiya, which has in it a Yetzer Hara, and where Klal Yisrael unfortunately often goes away from the right path, so it is not an honor to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How do we say it's an honor to Hashem? On that, we bring the pasuk in Shmois. V'yomer Hashem Yimloich Lo'olam Voed. Hashem will be the king forever. He'll be the king at the end of time. And at the end of time, when the whole world will be full of the honor of Hashem, V'hoy Hashem L'melech HaKol Ha'aretz, then the true kavod will come out from this world, and even our low world of Olam HaAsiya will manifest the great kavod and grandeur of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It is a custom at the end of each perek in Pirkei Avos to say the following Mishnah, which is not part of the brises of Kinyan Torah, but rather is a Mishnah at the end of Masechta Makkos, and we will say the Mishnah, this being the concluding shir in Masechta Avos, and we will offer two explanations of the Maral and the Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayis to Masechta Makkos on this Mishnah. At the end of any shir that is given, we also end with the Dvar Agoda, and this Mishnah is chosen. Omer Rab Chananya ben Akasha, Rab Chananya ben Akasha said, Ratz HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'zakris Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give merit to Klal Yisrael, l'fikach hirbo lam Torah mitzvahs. Therefore, he gave them a great amount of, he increased the amount of Torah mitzvahs, shenemar, as the pasuk states in Yeshaya, mem beis chavalef, Hashem chafetz l'man tzidko, Hashem wanted for the merit of Klal Yisrael, yagdil Torah, that there should be a great Torah v'yadir, and glorious. There should be created a great and glorious Torah. And that's why Hashem made a big Torah of 613 mitzvahs. The question that the Mefarshim grapple with is the Chayra, it would have been a bigger schus perhaps that we have less mitzvahs. Since it's such a gigantic Torah, perhaps it's too hard for us. And perhaps it would have been a greater merit for us to make less, which we would be able to do better, and we wouldn't fall short. The Maral answers that the word in our Mishnah, lezakois, doesn't mean to give merit, but it means from the word zach, it means to purify. Hashem wanted to purify the Jewish people. Therefore, he gave them many mitzvahs. He gave them 630 mitzvahs, because Hashem, who created us, knows exactly what it takes to perfect us and purify us. Just like the maker of a car knows exactly how many screws and how many buttons and all the requirements to make a perfect car, so to Lahavdil, our Creator knows exactly what it takes to make a pure human being, a pure member of Klal Yisrael, Lezakos, to purify us Yisrael. And that's why he gave us 613. In his great wisdom, he knew that is what is necessary. The Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayos to Masechta Machlokes takes a different approach. The Rambam tells us an important yesod, that a person can get Olam Haba by doing one mitzvah lishma. If he does a mitzvah perfectly lishma, altruistically, without anything in mind for himself, that one mitzvah will propel him into the world to come. And therefore, says the Rambam, that's the pshat in what Reb Chananya ben Akasha is saying here. Hashem wanted to give merit to Klal Yisrael. He wanted them to enter into Olam Haba, Lefikach, here b'lem Torah mitzvahs. Therefore, he gave them 613 mitzvahs, many mitzvahs, so that each individual, according to his own capabilities, his own inclinations, is able to find that one mitzvah. Let it be learning Torah. Let it be doing chesed with others. Let it be visiting the sick or helping the widow or the orphan, whatever the mitzvah might be that he's inclined to do. If he had only a few mitzvahs, he might not find that one mitzvah that he could do lishma. But since he has such a great variety of mitzvahs, there's a schus for him, because he's able to find that one mitzvah that he can do totally, 100%, lishma, altruistically, and through that bizoiche to Olam Haba. Lefikach hir b'lem Torah mitzvah shenemar, Hashem chafes l'man tzidkoi, yagdul Torah v'yadir. Hashem wanted the schus of Klal Yisrael, and therefore he made a great and glorious Torah. I offer hoidah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he gave me the schus and the great and glorious opportunity to share with the listener Pirkei Avos from beginning to end. And now that we have finished Masechta Avos, we are ready to begin the last Masechta of Seder Nezikin, and that is Masechta Harius.
Welcome back to the Oyez Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we will be beginning the Tractate of Harios with the first Mishnah in the first chapter. Now, before we get into the Mishnah, let's take a quick look in the Torah and see what it is exactly this tractate deals with. So, in the fourth chapter of Sefer Vayikra, the Torah tells us, V'im kol adas Yisrael yishkun v'nelam davar me'enei hakahal, v'asu achas mikol mitzvos Hashem asher lo se'asena ve'eshamu. So, if some matter should be concealed from the people as en masse, and they violate some sin that God said ought not be done, v'nodata hachatas asher chatu aleha, v'hikrivu hakahal par ben bakar lachatas, v'hiviu oso lifnei ohel moed. Then, when the matter becomes known, and they realize the sin that they did, then they have to bring a sacrifice, and that's taken to the temple. V'samchu ziknei ha'eda es yedehem al rosh hapar lifnei Hashem v'shachat es hapar lifnei Hashem. And then the elders, namely the Sanhedrin, are the ones who put their hands on this sacrifice and offer it. So we see that this is actually based on an error of the Sanhedrin, of Beis Din. So, addressing this mitzvah in the Torah, the first Mishnah in Maseches Harios tells us, Horu Beis Din lavor al achas mikol mitzvos ha'amuros b'Torah. So if Beis Din, if the Sanhedrin rules that it's okay to violate one of the laws in the Torah, and as we go on, we'll see exactly what kind of laws we're talking about, V'halach ha'yachid v'asa shogeg al pihem, and an individual goes and he accidentally violates this mitzvah because he's relying on their word, Bein sha'asu v'asa imahen, whether he did it and they did it at the same time, so both he and the Sanhedrin acted concurrently, Bein sha'asu v'asa achrehen, whether they acted and he acted after them, so he followed their example. Bein shalo asu v'asa, whether they didn't do the matter at all, and he just did it on his own, based on their ruling, pater, he is exempt. He does not have to bring a sacrifice, Mimnesha Talib Abezdin, because he was relying on the ruling of the Sanhedrin. Ha'u Abezdin v'yada echad mehen sheta'u. But if Bezdin made a ruling and one of them knew that the ruling was erroneous, al Talmud v'hu roi l'hara'a, or if he himself is a scholar and he's qualified to paskin such matters, so he knows the halacha, v'halech v'asa al pihen, and he went and he acted based on their word, bein sha'asu v'asa imahen, whether they did it and he did it the same time as them, bein sha'asu v'asa achrehen, whether they did it and he did it after them, bein shalo asu v'asa, whether they didn't do it at all and he did, harizechayev, this person, the one who knew that it was a mistake, the one who was qualified to rule and recognize the error, he does have to bring a sacrifice. Mimnei shalo talib abezdin, because he's not relying on Bezdin's ruling. Zehaklal, this is the general rule, kol hatolib atzmil chayev, if someone acts based on his own judgment, he is obligated. V'hatola b'beizdin pater. But if someone is making a mistake based on the Sanhedrin's ruling, they are exempt. Let's look in the Bar Nuro. Haru beizdin lavor. If beizdin ruled that it's okay to violate some sin. Sha'amru l'am mutare matem la'asos davar shechayavim azdono kares. They tell the people that it's permitted to do some particular matter that, if it's done intentionally, is a crime that gets kares, spiritual excision. V'halach ha'yachid v'asa, and if an individual went and did this thing, masnisin Reb Yehudahi. This is according to the opinion of Reb Yehuda. Da'amar yachid sha'asa b'haras beizdin pater, because he is of the opinion that if an individual acts according to an erroneous Sanhedrin decision, he's exempt. Ve'eno halacha, but that is not in fact the halacha. Ela kirabanan, rather the halacha follows the sages. Da'amri yachid sha'asa b'haras beizdin chayev, which says that if an individual acts according to the Sanhedrin's ruling, he's obligated. Ve'eno pater ad shiyu ha'osim al pi beizdin Rov Yoshve Eretz Yisrael, O Rov HaShvatim. And they only are exempt if the number of people who follow Bezdin's ruling is either the majority of people living in Israel or the majority of the tribes. Va'az Bezdin Mevien Parhelam Davar Shel Tzibor. That's when the Bezdin, the Sanhedrin, would bring this sacrifice for something concealed from the community. Va'osim Al Pihem Paturin. And that's the case when those who acted on their ruling would be exempt. Shogig al pihem, if one made a mistake because he's relying on their ruling. Lafuke hecha shelo tala baharas beizdin. This excludes a case where he's not relying on the ruling of Bezdin. So it only works if somebody does what he did because Bezdin said so. But if it's just a coincidence that it happens to correspond with what they said, they're not covered. So what's a case? Kigon, shaharu beizdin shechelev mutter. Let's say that Bezdin said that forbidden fats are really permitted. And then this person happened to mix up forbidden fat and permitted fat, and he ate it. Shezeh chayev. This person would be obligated to bring a carbon. Shahare lo al pi beizdin achal. Because he didn't eat it because Bezdin said it was okay to eat. He ate it because he got confused. He didn't know which was the chalev, the forbidden fat, and which was the shuman, the permitted fat. So there, he was not relying on Bezdin's ruling. He just made a mistake. So he has to bring a sacrifice. Bein shelo asu, whether they themselves in Bezdin didn't act at all. Bein shelo asu Bezdin atzman maisa al pi harasam. It doesn't matter if Bezdin themselves didn't act at all according to their ruling. Hu pater, nevertheless, he's exempt. Vehein chayavin, and they Bezdin, even though they didn't do an act, are obligated. She Bezdin eid mevien karban ela al shkagas hara, because Bezdin only brings a sacrifice for the erroneous ruling. Shehamaisa tole b'kahal v'hahora b'beizdin. The action is dependent on the community, but the ruling is dependent on the Sanhedrin. Harizeh chayev m'mnei shelo tole b'beizdin. So in our next case, the person is obligated to bring a carbon because he did not rely on the ruling of Bezdin. V'afogav demezid huzeh. And even though he knew it was an error and he acted willfully, he intentionally chose to do something that he knew he was wrong. Shahare yada shetov v'afal pikein asa kidvrehem. He knew they made a mistake, but he chose to follow their ruling nonetheless. Umezid lavbar karben hu. And a person who acts willfully doesn't bring a sacrifice. Ha'amrina megamara shehu shogeg. Shechishev Shemitzvah la'asos al pi beizdin. Nevertheless, the Gemara tells us that he is in fact considered someone who acted accidentally because he mistakenly thought that it was a mitzvah for him to follow the ruling of beizdin. Va'afilu yada behen shetau, even if he was aware that they made a mistake. So this is someone who thinks this ruling is wrong, but what can I do? Supposed to follow beizdin. Zeha klal, this is the general rule. This includes someone who doesn't normally follow Beis Din's ruling. And he acts according to Beis Din's ruling, not because he's relying on their word. But rather, he uses his own judgment, and he says, oh, this is okay to do. That person has to bring a sacrifice. Because again, even if he does exactly what Beis Din said, if his reason isn't that Beis Din said it, it's not their fault. All right, that is the end of the first Mishnah. Join us tomorrow, and we will continue this chapter with Mishnayos Beis and Gimel.